Benefits of 3D printing for investment casting. Investment cast parts beside 3D printed patterns. Image courtesy of Aleph Objects. As the technology matures, it's becoming clear that the biggest benefits of 3D printing often come about indirectly. This is illustrated most immediately by its applications in prototyping. The ability to iterate designs quickly or produce sample parts for customers has led to better products, even though most of those products are not themselves 3D printed. Additive manufacturing, AM 3D printing in production, is coming along, but some of the best examples of its use are still indirect. Take investment casting, for example. The investment casting bottleneck. Based on lost wax casting, investment casting is a positively ancient manufacturing technique. Dating back approximately 5,000 years, the process involves multiple steps, but the idea is simple. A hollow cast is made from a mold based on a master pattern. That cast is then covered with a fireproof mold, which is heated and processed to remove it. The investment mold is then filled with molten metal, resulting in a final product. In modern manufacturing, the investment casting process is often supported by injection molding, as Eric Beardsley, product marketing manager at Aleph Objects, explained. If you have a model and you want an injection mold made of it, which is expensive, it might be $10,000, depending on what you're doing, you send it off and they make a wax pattern. Then you take it to your foundry, they attach the sprues, and then give it at least 6 coats of a ceramic slurry, alternated with layers of fine zircon sand. The number of layers depends on the thickness of the part. For one with more delicate features, they'll typically go 9 or even 12 layers. Then they bake it in a kiln, at 1000 degrees Celsius or more for a couple of hours. One of the major bottlenecks in this process is the initial tooling phase. As Beardsley noted, typically, if you have to send a design off to create a die, that could take 2 to 3 weeks and cost thousands of dollars, he said. The process as it is now is prohibitive for people that might not have as much capital or have short deadlines to deliver prototypes. That's where 3D printing comes in. Additive manufacturing investment casting. 3D printing has had an edge on injection molding in the prototyping space for some time, and it can compete in investment casting for many of the same reasons. Unlike an injection molded part, which takes considerable time and capital to produce, a 3D printed part can be created directly from a CAD file. Of course, you might initially get some odd looks when taking a 3D printed pattern to a foundry. They were dubious at first, said Beardsley. When we came in with these printed patterns, the guy at the desk who had been there a long time was not very excited, because his prior experience with plastic filament was that it didn't burn out very well, but the polycast filament by Polymaker that we're using leaves less than 0.003% ash. After they were finished, he said it was one of the cleanest burnouts they'd ever seen. In other words, although some foundries may be skeptical due to their initial forays into working with patterns made from filaments, 3D printing technology has advanced to the point where those early experiences may no longer reflect the state of the industry. In order to appreciate how far additive manufacturing has come, it helps to look at some practical applications. Aleph Objects Incorporated, makers of the Lulzbot 3D printers, put polycast to the test by printing patterns for various automotive parts, including ring and pinion gears and even a complete turbocharger assembly. It prints just like PLA, so it's super easy to work with, Beardsley commented. Plus, with our 3D printers, users have the option to customize the 3D printer for different qualities and print times. We can go all the way from near SLA quality prints with a 0.25 mm nozzle up to large and fast prototypes with a 1.2 mm nozzle. This is the broadest range in terms of print capabilities, or, at least, print qualities, for any desktop 3D printer available right now. For our test, we used a 0.25 mm nozzle and printed a ring designed as jewelry, and it turned out fantastic. It was almost flawless. Post-processing for the 3D printed patterns involved an X-Acto knife, 800 grit sandpaper and isopropyl alcohol. A bath in the last ingredient smoothed the surface of the part by dissolving some of the filament, in addition to sealing any cavities that could potentially corrupt the casting process. Aleph Objects took their 3D printed patterns to Art Castings of Colorado, where they certainly made an impression. As one employee noted, there was significantly less debris left in the molds after burnout. Getting started with 3D printing for investment casting. Polymaker's Polycast is the latest addition to Aleph's filament offerings, adding yet another option to the company's already diverse repertoire. The roughly 36 tested filaments have pre-configured profiles available within the Cura software, making it very easy to get fast results. We have a comprehensive offering of printers with ways to customize for specific applications, Beardsley explained. That enables you to go from high-quality jewelry, rings and earrings, up to large printed patterns, since we have almost a square foot of build volume to work with. Aleph Objects manufactures two Lulzbot 3D printers, the Mini 2, which has a 160x160x180mm, 6.3x6.3x7.1, build volume, and the TAS 6, which has a 280x280x250mm, 11 inches by 11 inches by 9.8 inches, build volume. In regards to investment casting, Beardsley added, "We have created bundles that have everything you need to create 3D printed patterns for metal casting." Beardsley noted that, in some cases, Lulzbot 3D printers are being used for prototyping cast parts, but there are also users making final 3D printed products. Whether you need parts in steel, stainless steel, aluminum alloy, platinum, gold, silver, or bronze, there's no limit to that, he said. While prototyping is the obvious application for 3D printing and investment casting, Beardsley commented that some of Aleph's customers use the technology as a stopgap, enabling them to begin low-volume manufacturing immediately until they receive the dies for larger production runs. Whether it be automotive or aerospace or any number of industries, any place that they're currently using cast metal, this shortens that initial ramp to final cast parts for prototype or low volume, Beardsley said. One other advantage of this approach that's worth noting is the relatively low risk involved in trying it. Unlike industrial metal 3D printers, which are easily into the six figures, professional desktop 3D printer bundles such as those from Lulzbot range from $1,800 to $3,800, depending on accessories and options. Moreover, the Lulzbot bundles are pre-configured to simplify the ease-of-use process. Ready to take the next step? Check out this tutorial on how to 3D print patterns for investment casting. Aleph Objects Incorporated has sponsored this post. All opinions are mine. Ian Wright.